Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level, fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today, and let us surprise you.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody, welcome into another edition of the Panthers Insider Show. Doug Plagans here with you, as always, talking Florida Panthers hockey on a Saturday morning, and lots to get to here on this edition of the show. Of course, the Panthers are in Ottawa, taking on the Senators today at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, so you want to make sure you're ready for that one coming up in just a little bit. 2 o'clock in the afternoon, 1:30 Panthers preview will be on the air across the radio network, 560 WQA. In Miami-Dade and Broward counties, Real Radio 92.1 and 1230 The Gambler in the Palm Beaches, Real Radio 101.7 up on the Treasure Coast, 100.3 Thunder Country in the Florida Keys. You can also go to the Panthers app, hit that radio button top right corner, get us every single game there. And then, well, I just mentioned it, tomorrow, 5:30, 5 o'clock pregame, Panthers wrap up this road trip against the Detroit Red Wings. So it's a big weekend getting going for the Panthers today when they meet Ottawa at 2 and then 5:30 tomorrow against Detroit. We'll talk about the schedule ahead here in just a moment. As far as the show here today, this edition of Panthers Insider coming up in just a few moments, we'll talk to Etu Luostarinen of the Panthers. I caught up with him yesterday after the Panthers practiced in Ottawa, so we'll have that conversation coming up here in just a few moments. Also, Jacob Megna spoke to the media, called up, played his first game as a Panther back on Wednesday night in Toronto, but he's a veteran of the National Hockey League, 32-year-old defenseman, born in Plantation, Florida, and we'll talk with him coming up in just a little bit. He spoke to the media yesterday in Ottawa, so we'll hear from him shortly. And then some thoughts from Panthers head coach Paul Maurice on Jason Megna's Panthers debut the other night, on the matchup today with Ottawa. So lots to get to here this segment. Coming up next segment, joining us from Ottawa to talk about today's big matchup, A.J. Jakubek, host on TSN 1200 in Ottawa. We'll be talking to him coming up in just a little bit. So we'll get to that coming up in a few minutes. And later on in the program, a cut from the most recent episode of the Territory Talk podcast. Jameson Olive and I were joined by Dr. Alex Mafdali, board-certified family medicine physician specializing in primary care sports medicine at Baptist Health South Florida. And it is National Youth Sports Safety Month. So a conversation coming up with Dr. Mafdali coming up later on in the show, talking youth sports safety and the injury prevention, things like that. We'll get to that coming up in just a little bit. So a jam-packed edition of the Panthers Insider Show for you here this morning. Now, the schedule ahead for the Panthers, I mentioned today, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, the Panthers are in Ottawa. 1:30, we're on the air with Panthers preview. And then tomorrow, the Panthers close out this four-game road trip with another Atlantic Division matchup. They'll be in Detroit. Their only visit to Detroit this season. Tomorrow night, puck drops at 5:30, so the twilight start, if you will. 5:30 tomorrow, Panthers and the Red Wings. We're on the air with Panthers preview at 5. The Panthers then head home for a busy week at Amerant Bank Arena. Tuesday at 7, the Panthers welcome in the Toronto Maple Leafs, a huge matchup there as far as the Atlantic Division race is concerned. Thursday, the Panthers will see the Red Wings again. That's going to be a 7 o'clock face-off at Amerant Bank Arena in Sunrise. And then coming up a week from today at 6, the Panthers welcome in the Buffalo Sabres. You can get all your Panthers tickets and more. FloridaPanthers.com, SeatGeek.com, 954-835-PUCK to get all of your Panthers tickets. And when you get out to Amerant Bank Arena to check out the Panthers in person, you want to make sure you have the best Panthers gear. Go to Pantherland for your exclusive Panthers licensed merchandise, including one-of-kind gear, hockey-inspired fashion apparel, jerseys, and more. Shop now in-store or online at flateamshop.com. And remember, the only way to get your season tickets for next season is by joining the Panthers Territory Membership Waitlist. It's your chance to lock in the ultimate membership experience. The sooner you join, the higher your spot in line for early access. Don't miss out. Secure your priority spot in line for season tickets now. FloridaPanthers.com/waitlist is where to go, or you can call 954-835-PUCK. Well, taking a look back at the week that was, the Panthers played on Sunday. Since the last time we spoke to you here on the Panthers Insider Show, the Panthers had a matchup, back-to-back matchups, as a matter of fact, against a very desperate Montreal Canadiens team that has its sights set on getting back into the Stanley Cup playoffs this season. And, well, right now they're making some serious progress in terms of accomplishing that. Going back to Sunday, Montreal won 4-2 over the Panthers at Amerant Bank Arena. That was the first of the back-to-back games the two teams would play. Tuesday night in Montreal, the Canadiens battled back, forced overtime. Nick Suzuki tied the game at 2 late and then scored the overtime winner, I should say, very early in the overtime frame, and the Canadiens won 3-2 over the Panthers back on Tuesday. Wednesday night, the Panthers went to Toronto, and it was a somewhat undermanned Panthers group. Didn't have Alexander Barkov for that game, didn't have Nico Sturm for that game. Of course, the Panthers have been going along lately without Matthew Tkachuk, without Dmitry Kulikov, and without Aaron Ekblad right now, and the Panthers were tripped up in that one on Wednesday night. It was a 3-2 win for the Toronto Maple Leafs over the Panthers. So the Panthers looking to get back on the winning side of things today in Ottawa. Again, a 2 o'clock faceoff, Panthers and the Senators. And heading into the matchup today, just to give you an idea of how things look within the Atlantic Division and how things look as far as the Panthers' pursuit of the Atlantic Division title is concerned, right now, at the moment, Toronto leads the Atlantic with 96 points in 75 games. 3 points back in second place in the division, the Tampa Bay Lightning, 93 points in 75 games. So you've got Toronto with 96, Tampa Bay with 93. The Panthers one back of the Lightning then with 92 points in third place, also through 75 games played. Today's opponent for the Panthers, the Ottawa Senators, who are coming off a win over the Tampa Bay Lightning back on Thursday night in Ottawa. They currently occupy the first wild card spot in the Eastern Conference, 86 points through 75 games for the Senators, who, like Montreal, who I mentioned earlier, they hope to get back into the playoff picture this season. And right now, they've played themselves pretty firmly into that first wild card spot. So a big matchup here coming up today. The Panthers with 7 games to go in the regular season. Certainly some racetrack left here to try and be able to get that first spot in the Atlantic Division. We'll see how things play out. Obviously, that game coming up on Tuesday against Toronto, that head-to-head matchup, that's the final Panthers-Leafs game of the regular season. That is going to be a big one coming up in just a few days. But the first order of business today at 2 o'clock in Ottawa, tomorrow 5:30 in Detroit. Then the Panthers get back home for that Tuesday night clash against the Leafs. Let's get on to some sound now. I had a chance after practice yesterday to talk to a couple of the players, to hear from Panthers head coach Paul Maurice. First, let's get into a conversation I had with Panthers veteran forward Etu Luostarinen, who says that it's hard to believe the season has just flown by as the Panthers are already 75 games into their title defense.
Yeah, definitely. I think this season, too, like, it's gone so far, so fast by, and it's almost like the seasons blends together. Like, you got memories from 2 years ago, and they still think it was this season. But yeah, it's still, it's been a lot of fun also this season.
And you talk about the last couple of years there. Are we getting to that point now where you are able to draw on some of those experiences that you guys had, back-to-back runs to the Cup Final? Now you find yourselves right in a race for first place in the division. Are you able to draw on some of those big game experiences you've had those last couple of years for what feels like every night being a big game here now down the stretch?
Yeah, I think it helps for sure. Like we have a lot of guys that have gone through it, a lot of experience there, so we know we don't have to do too much and don't worry about too much. And just even if we're down a game or a series, we know what we have to do and do keep going and winning games.
And a couple things on that. You get to this point in the season, guys always say things tighten up, the game changes a little bit. From your vantage point, what does change the most as you get to this point in the season and you get closer to the playoffs?
Yeah, I think every team obviously plays harder, tighter, but I think the physicality is the biggest thing that comes in the playoff time, and works for me definitely. I love to play physical, and it gets you deep in the game too.
Talk about that physical play, and you talk about the importance of experience, and you guys not too long ago added Brad Marchand into the lineup. What's it been like having him on your side now compared to when he used to be a part of the other side of a rivalry against you guys? What have you maybe come to appreciate here in a short time about his game, seeing him go about it every single day, seeing him in practice, things like that?
It's been awesome. He brings a lot to on the ice, and but I think he's such a character off the ice. He takes care of the guys and like big locker room guy. But yeah, I think he brings a lot of physicality as well. He's experienced for sure, so I think that's going to be helping us for the long run.
And you mentioned also off the ice in regards to Brad Marchand, but off the ice for you, welcomed a daughter into the world not too long ago, and she had a chance to get out to her first hockey game during that last string of home games. What was it like having her in the building for a game at Amerant Bank Arena?
Yeah, it's been an awesome 6 weeks so far, and she's doing great, and mom was also doing great. So to be able to get her in the game, it was an awesome experience. Get her first game puck, and we actually were able to win that game too, so that was pretty special.
And now you look ahead here down the stretch, game's only getting bigger. Big game coming up here in Ottawa against a Senators team that no doubt is going to be trying to ramp up their game for the playoffs too. What do you expect here?
Yeah, I think our game is right there. We've been losing games, but I think we've been so close, and it's just one bounce there, one puck there. But obviously Ottawa, they're trying to make playoffs, and they're playing hard. They desperately need the points, and I think so do we. We need to obviously get the wins and points to be able to play our game.
In terms of getting the points, how much do you check the standings, watch the out-of-town scores, watch other games, or do you kind of just focus on what you've got going on and take it from there? I know everybody approaches it differently when it comes to, you know, scoreboard watching and standings watching and things like that.
Yeah, personally, I don't watch it too much. Just trying to focus what we got here going on, and then see end of the regular season what the standings are and who we're playing against.
In a back-to-back here, I know everybody's got different views of the back-to-back. Do you like playing back-to-back games? Obviously, this game in Ottawa is going to be the front end of a back-to-back.
Yeah, I mean, it's I don't mind them. Like, they're hard, obviously, to play two nights in a row, hard hockey, but I don't mind them.
So at Tulu Oast Arena of the Panthers right there, and coming off obviously winning the Stanley Cup with the Panthers in 2024, playing for Team Finland at the Four Nations Faceoff. He and his family welcome a daughter into the world. It's been an eventful 2024 into 2025, and he, like the rest of the Panthers, excited for the upcoming Stanley Cup playoffs. So great to catch up with at Tulu Oast Arena there, and well, a man who made his Panthers debut last time out. He's played previously for Anaheim, for San Jose. He's played for Seattle. He's played for Chicago. Suited up for the Panthers back on Wednesday. Jacob Megna, born in South Florida, said it was special to make his Panthers debut Wednesday night in Toronto. You'll hear from me. You'll also hear Jameson Olive asking a few questions during the media scrum yesterday.
Yeah, it's really cool. You know, it's something as a little kid wearing the jersey and going to games, finally getting the opportunity to play a game for them. It was really cool.
And how do you kind of look at the stretch? Obviously, an opportunity to play in some more games here, help this team get some key points.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, every team we're playing is fighting for playoffs and positioning, and you know, these points matter a lot for us and everybody we're playing. So it's exciting, and it's the best time of year.
What's it like for you just jumping into big games like this, jumping into the heat of a playoff race?
You know what, it's fun. You know what, I didn't get a chance to play any playoffs last year, so this is kind of something, chomping at the bit and playing meaningful games. You know, that's why you play, and it's, like I said, it's the best time of year.
And what can you say about what they're doing down there in Charlotte? Seems like every time a guy comes up, the transition's just been really seamless. It seems like Jordy runs a really good program down there.
Yeah, it's a great group. We have a lot of fun, but we work really hard, and, you know, we've had a good year on the ice, and, you know, I think we really care about each other off the ice, too, so it's been a lot of fun, and guys are obviously excited to be up here and want to be up. But when they're down there, they're still getting good work in and having a good time.
You talked about how you felt, but what was the buzz like with the family when you got the call and they got the news?
Oh, it was special. You know, my kids were excited, my parents. You know, it's something that, you know, it's me getting the opportunity, but it's also them too, and they've put a lot of time and effort, and it's been a long year of traveling back and forth, so it's been really exciting.
You played for a few teams, you've had some debuts, but was this debut a little different, like I said, just on the personal level?
Yeah, it's definitely up there. You know, playing in Chicago last year after growing up there was pretty cool, and my first game at the United Center was awesome, so I'm sure my first game in Florida is going to be really cool.
And nice to reunite with Seth in the locker room as well.
Yeah, you know, it's good. I got a few familiar faces just from over the summers, and Seth and Schmitty from different teams, so it's nice. You have a little bit of comfort, and you can jump right in.
So we heard there from Jacob Megna. Now here's Panthers head coach Paul Maurice with thoughts on Megna's Panthers debut the other night.
I like this game. What we thought we got, we did. He closed out some plays. He's got some size, some reach, not afraid to get to the corners quick. So I like this game. I was happy with it.
And one more here from Paul Maurice. This is the Panthers head coach talking about today's matchup against Ottawa and what stands out.
They skate well. They've got lots of skill up front. Their back end is pretty darn dynamic. So they're coming of age, this team. They've drafted high for a bunch of years. Then they paid the price of that development time. And now you've got players on the back end just starting to come into their prime, and some young guys up top as well.
So Panthers head coach Paul Maurice there talking about today's matchup in Ottawa. By the way, the Panthers and the Senators today at 2:00 in the afternoon. We're on the air with Panthers preview at 1:30. Again, 560 WQAM in Miami-Dade and Broward counties, Real Radio 92.1 and 1230 The Gambler in the Palm Beaches, Real Radio 101.7 up on the Treasure Coast, 100.3 Thunder Country in the Florida Keys. The Panthers app, hit that radio button in the top right corner. All the different places you can listen. If you're a SiriusXM subscriber, channel 931 on your SiriusXM app and streaming platforms. On the laptop, wherever you tune in with SiriusXM, you can find us on channel 931, each and every home and road Panthers game. So all the different ways you can tune in. Panthers fans, Baptist Health Iceplex at FTL War Memorial. It's open and ready for you. Register today for public skate sessions, hockey programs for kids and adults, curling, and more. Come enjoy this brand new community gym in the heart of downtown Fort Lauderdale. Go to FTLWarMemorial.com for all the program details and to sign up. Coming up next, we'll talk about today's Panthers-Senators matchup. We'll talk about the Atlantic Division race. A.J. Jakubek from TSN 1200 in Ottawa will stop by. And again, we'll dissect today's Panthers-Senators clash. 2:00 is going to be the face-off, 1:30 Panthers preview across the radio network. Later on in the show, Dr. Alex Mafdali will stop by. He comes to us from Baptist Health South Florida, talking a little National Youth Sports Safety Month. So again, that's coming up later on in the program as well. Just getting started here on Panthers Insider. Doug Plagans with you. It's the Florida Panthers Radio Network, presented by Baptist Health.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game, and head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair. Every style, every home.
At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. head to your DSW store or DSW.com today and let us surprise you.
When the stakes rise and the lights get bright, that's when you find out who can really swim. Deep Waters is a new UFC podcast from CBS Sports. Every Monday, myself, Dean Thomas, alongside with legends of the sport, Chris Weidman, Jorge Masvidal, and Dustin Poirier, bring you inside the octagon like no one else can. Deep Waters, new episodes every Monday. Watch on YouTube or listen on Apple, Spotify, and everywhere else you get podcasts.
Welcome back here on Panthers Insider. Doug Plagans with you talking all things Florida Panthers hockey on a Saturday morning, getting you set for the Panthers and the Ottawa Senators coming up this afternoon at 2 o'clock, 1:30. We're on the air with Panthers Preview across the radio network. So again, looking forward to a big Atlantic Division matchup this afternoon. 560 WQAM in Miami-Dade and Broward counties, Real Radio 92.1 and 1230 The Gambler in the Palm Beaches, Real Radio 101.7 up on the Treasure Coast, 100.33 country in the Florida Keys. You can hit that radio button top right corner of your Panthers app and listen to us anytime, home, road. You can always find the Panthers game there. It takes all the guesswork out of it. Lots of different ways to listen to Panthers hockey. Well, to get us set for this afternoon's matchup, I had a chance to catch up with AJ Jakubek, host on TSN 1200 up in Ottawa, to get his thoughts on this Senators team, today's Panthers opponent. The first thing I asked him was how excited he is, his listeners are, and the marketplace there in Ottawa is to have the Senators back in the Eastern Conference playoff mix.
Yeah, it's exciting. It's exciting for everyone. I'm thrilled for the fan base. I mean, selfishly, things, you know, whether it's from a business standpoint or just from an excitement level standpoint, things are always better when the local teams are doing well. So, you know, look, I'm from Edmonton. I grew up there. I spent part of what they call the decade of darkness. I was there between 2007 and 2010, where they had missed the playoffs 10 years in a row, and it's tough. And you know, you go back there and you talk to friends, and it just wears on people, and you don't really think it's ever going to be that long. And all of a sudden it reaches 7 years here in Ottawa. And you feel like you're talking about the same things come March and April every year. And that's what are they going to do to rebuild, and why is it taking so long, and who are the best draft prospects? And, you know, those are always interesting conversations to have. Anyways, I still like following that as someone that did major junior hockey for a long time. But it's nice to know that basically this fan base is going to get rewarded. It's hard to imagine this team with a 99.4% chance right now to make the playoffs collapsing. It could still happen. They still have work to do. You know, four more wins and it happens for sure, but probably one or two and they should be safe. But exciting times, and especially, I mean, right now, if the playoffs were to end today, it would be Ottawa-Toronto, and that's the biggest rival here. They haven't had a Battle of Ontario since 2004, and the Senators still haven't defeated the Maple Leafs in the playoffs. So if they finally break the streak just to get in and get Toronto and that opportunity to finally beat the Leafs when it matters most, it would be a massive and unforgettable season for this fan base.
He's AJ Jakubek joining us from TSN 1200 in Ottawa, talking Panthers Senators. Big matchup coming up this afternoon for the Panthers, front end of a back-to-back. Ottawa coming in off a win over the Panthers' cross-state rivals, the Tampa Bay Lightning, back on Thursday night by a 2-1 score. And they've played themselves pretty firmly into that first wild card spot the Senators have. And in mentioning that, AJ, Travis Green, first year behind the bench in Ottawa. How long did it take in your mind to see his stamp put on this team? And what's the difference between the Travis Green Senators versus other versions prior to this one?
Yeah, I think, you know, have to give credit to Jacques Martin as well, because when he was brought in partway through last season, he was the one that really tried to put a stamp on improving the 200-foot game, improving, you know, the Tim Stützlas and the Brady Tkachuks and the Drake Bathursons and their game away from the puck and in the defensive zone. And there were some trials and tribulations in trying to get that ingrained into the top young players of the Ottawa Senators. But you could see some of that success at times last year. And at the very least, there was a foundation to build upon with what Jacques Martin was trying to teach. And when they brought in Travis Green, I think if they don't have some of those trials and tribulations last year, then it might have been a rockier road. But he had complete buy-in from day one, I think, because the messaging was so similar from Jacques Martin to Travis Green. But no doubt he has been just what the doctor ordered for this franchise. And you think, I feel like it's going to be Spencer Carberry who ends up as coach of the year and well-deserved. And there's a lot of other candidates. But in many different seasons, Travis Green would certainly be in the mix. And I think he'll get some votes. I just don't know if it'll be enough to overtake someone like Carberry, who, you know, when Washington's battling for first overall and a team that basically squeaked into the playoffs with the worst goal difference that we've seen in the modern era, to see that turnaround has been spectacular. But yeah, it's been, I think, not just a Travis Green stamp on this team. You can see a Steve Staios stamp on this team. And it wasn't about the sexy moves. It wasn't about going out and getting the Alex DeBrinkets or the Jacob Chychrun's, who are great players. And, you know, Chychrun in particular, you know, he earned his $9 million a year contract in Washington. But, you know, they brought him in on a left side on the blue line where they already had Jake Sanderson and Thomas Chabot. And so you're either playing those three guys less minutes than they should, or you're moving one to the other side where they didn't fit in as well, whether it was Chabot or Chychrun. So it was more about putting their stamp on this team and adding some key veterans that had been there before and won Stanley Cups, whether it was a Nick Cousins in Florida or a David Perron who won one in St. Louis, or a Mike Amadio who won one in Vegas. To take maybe some of the pressure leadership-wise off of Claude Giroux's, never won a Stanley Cup, but got to a final in Philadelphia and has had a Hall of Fame caliber career. Whether he gets in, I don't know, but over 1,000 points. He's had a fantastic career. And now it's more than just, okay, let's just go to Claude for this. You've got so many different options. Nick Jensen and Linus Ullmark as well. Players that are veterans in this league know what it takes to win games, know what it takes to go deep into the playoffs. So I really feel like that 1-2 stamp, and it's really a 1-2-3 stamp because it starts with ownership. Everything always starts at the top. Michael Andlauer really hasn't moved a foot wrong since he's arrived. The fan base has embraced his vision. And then with Steve Staios and Travis Green, it really feels like the pieces are in place and the foundation is in place for this team to be successful for a long time.
AJ Jakubik, TSN 1200, kind enough to stop by here on Panthers Insider, taking us behind enemy lines a little bit as the Panthers take on the Ottawa Senators coming up this afternoon. And, well, AJ, Linus Ullmark's a veteran goaltender, and he comes in, you know, after a few years where Ottawa got some inconsistent goaltending. And you look at a game like Thursday night when Ottawa beat Tampa Bay, Linus Ullmark stopped 31-32 in that game. The Senators were outshot, but they came up with a big win over a good division opponent in the Tampa Bay Lightning. Was that kind of just an example of, you know, a game that having Linus Ullmark this year, it's made that big a difference for this Ottawa team? And how has his presence kind of allowed the rest of the group to take that next step? Because as you know, when you're confident in the guy back there between the pipes, it can really make the whole team play a little bit more comfortably.
Yeah, I feel like it's been huge. Look, it starts with what they're doing in front of them, because the Ottawa Senators, like, they've been searching for a number one goaltender for a long time, really since Craig Anderson ended up moving on. But you look at some of the goaltenders that have moved on to other spots, in particular Philip Gustafson and Joey Decord, and you thought, okay, well, maybe the answer isn't about the goaltenders so much as the way they play in front of them. And I think it starts there, that the group gives these goaltenders the opportunity to have a lot more success, whereas they were facing just so many high danger opportunities that inevitably it was going to be too much for them to deal with. But to have someone, a Vezina Trophy winner from a couple of years ago, and Linus Ullmark to come in, I think it gives them that stability. He's had some points where he's had some inconsistencies and some points where he's had some injury troubles, But you look at the players that filled in, whether it's Anton Forsberg, the backup, or even youngster Levi Marilainen, who looks like he's the goaltender of the future here. He was outstanding, and especially the World Juniors were here in Ottawa this year, and the Senators had a lengthy road trip before and after that tournament, along with during, before and after Christmas, and it was a 9-game trip. And the back half of that trip, it was all Marilainen and Forsberg, and they got the job done. They were 500 in the portion of that trip against some really good teams like Winnipeg and Minnesota and Dallas, and Marilainen really stepped in. So I find it fascinating. You look at the goaltenders that have played around the National Hockey League this year, there have been 97, and all three of Forsberg, Marilainen, and also Linus Ullmark are in the top third, in the top 30 in the NHL in saves above expected. So to me, that's shown exactly what kind of goaltending they've had, whether it's been Ullmark, Marilainen, or Forsberg. But I think more importantly, it's shown that they've been given an opportunity to make those saves just because they haven't been inundated with so many high-quality shots game in, game out, and worn down, whether it's worn down physically, worn down mentally. I think that was a problem in years past, and certainly some goalies lost their confidence as the season progressed, as they've been lit up in previous years. But right now, this trio has been excellent, and Ullmark, you know, that game against Tampa Bay, that's exactly why you go out and get Linus Ullmark, and you give up the assets that they did to make that move. It's exactly why you extend a player like Ullmark. You've seen it in Florida. When you go out and get a high-priced goaltender like the Panthers have in Bobrovsky, like the Ottawa Senators have in Linus Ullmark, when you get games like that, it's absolutely worth it. That was 2 points. I thought Ottawa played well against the Lightning, but very good Lightning team. And I thought, you know, Ullmark was the biggest reason why they got the 2 points, with the amount of slot shots and just quality opportunities that they gave up. So that's exactly why you go out and get and extend a player like that. And for me, Ullmark, in spite of, you know, the odd inconsistency and injury, to me, he's been every bit worth the assets and the money that they've given him.
Now, AJ, last one here for you. This Ottawa team, from their perspective, what would be the biggest key for them in today's matchup against the Panthers, when the Senators team's been able to have its best outings? What have been the biggest factors?
Yeah, I think it starts, again, just the defensive end of the ice. If they play the way that they're capable of playing in terms of starting from their own net out, then they've got a chance. And when they beat the good teams, like, they might be able to get away with beating the odd non-playoff team by playing a little bit loosey-goosey and run and gun. But when they play the top teams, their recipe for success starts with goaltending, defense, and overall play. And you know, you look at the line right now of Shane Pinto, Ridley Gregg, and Mike Amadio. That's been the best line as of late. And, you know, that's their third line. That's their checking line. And, you know, probably has something to do with the fact that Brady Tkachuk is still out of the lineup due to injury. But, you know, that line kind of embodies what this team is all about, which is look after your own end first. And if you do that, you're going to be rewarded. You're going to get some opportunities and score some goals in the offensive end of the rink. So, we'll see how it plays out. Certainly going to be a tough matchup, but for the Senators, that's been their bread and butter, especially against some of the top teams in the league, is just looking after your own end. Kind of like, you know, the metamorphosis. You look at teams that have won the Stanley Cup in recent years within the division. Tampa Bay went out. They scored a ton of goals, but they suffered some playoff heartbreaks, most notably that one against the Columbus Blue Jackets. They added a little bit more defense to their game and won a couple of Stanley Cups, got to another final, and, you know, they could be headed for another deep run this year. And the Panthers, you know, I don't have to tell you about that, a team that was scoring goals for fun 3-4 years ago, and they struggled to make that transition probably the year they got to the final and lost to Vegas. But kind of figured it out right at the end of the season, got into the playoffs and went on a run, and eventually the next year win the Stanley Cup. So when you look after your own end, you've got a chance to go deep. I don't know if Ottawa's there yet in terms of Stanley Cup contender, but first and foremost, looks like this team is headed back to the playoffs. And I do think when they get there, especially if they play Toronto, they're capable of making a little bit of noise.
Yeah, they look like a playoff-bound group to me. He does great work on TSN 1200 in Ottawa, AJ Jakubek. You can find him on X at TheSuperAJ. AJ, thank you so much for stopping by, for taking some time out for us, and enjoy this afternoon's game.
Hey, my pleasure. Anytime, Doug. Take care.
AJ Jakubek there from TSN 1200 in Ottawa. Big thanks to him for stopping by. And coming up next, a cut from the most recent Territory Talk podcast. It is National Youth Sports Safety Month. So from Baptist Health South Florida, Dr. Alex Mafdali, we'll hear from him coming up on the other side, talking National Youth Sports Safety Month. Doug Plagans with you. Big thanks again to AJ Jakubek from TSN 1200 in Ottawa. More of the Panthers Insider Show next on the Florida Panthers Radio Network, presented by Baptist Health.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. Let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game, and head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about, like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
Lemonade! Fresh squeezed lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
Welcome back here on Panthers Insider. Doug Plagans here with you. It's the Panthers and the Ottawa Senators coming up this afternoon at 2 o'clock, 1:30 Panthers preview, so don't miss any of it across the Panthers radio network. And big thanks to AJ Jakubek from TSN 1200 in Ottawa for stopping by to take some time out for us to talk about today's matchup. Last segment. This segment, want to get to a cut from the most recent episode of the Territory Talk podcast. It is National Youth Sports Safety Month. So kind enough to join us on the current episode of the Territory Talk podcast, which you can find wherever you get your podcast, Dr. Alex Mafdali, board-certified family medicine physician specializing in primary care sports medicine at Baptist Health South Florida. So to talk about National Youth Sports Safety Month, we brought on an expert, and the first thing I asked him was, what kind of injuries does he typically see in youth sports, and how can they be prevented?
This applies to a lot of people out there because a lot of us played youth sports. There are a lot of folks with kids playing youth sports. They're going out to youth sporting events all the time. And I know at the major league level, there can be injuries in sports, but that certainly applies to sports at the youth level too. As far as injury prevention in youth sports, what are some of the most common things that you see as far as injuries in young athletes, and how can they be effectively prevented?
More of the common things I see are sprains, some strains, overuse, sometimes growth plate injuries, fractures, concussions, general run-of-the-mill type of things that come in that you experience in athletic activity. I think it's really important to focus on how you can prevent this, because kids are definitely at risk, separate to adults who have their own risks. And it's really important to listen to the children in expressing how, or listening to how they express their complaints, so you can cater in the right directions. One of the big things is limiting how much you train. And I think it's really important to take a step back and really focus on how much time you're devoting to one sport consider adding cross training and making sure you can focus on different muscle groups so you're not overdoing one particular body part or one extremity. And focusing on their mental health as well, really focusing and seeing how they're doing in school and seeing how that correlates with their productivity on the court, pitch, ice, whatever.
And Dr. Mofdaly, obviously kids always seem like they can go forever. I remember when I was a kid, nonstop battery. I wish I still had it. It does not exist anymore. But like you said, kids sometimes just go forever. Obviously kids, especially nowadays, play sports year round. How important is it, like you touched on, to find time to rest and not just let your kids go 24/7?
I think it's paramount. I think it really gives risk for overtraining. You know, there's an adage that says like, you shouldn't be trained. You should limit your weekly training to the years of how old you are in hours of per week. But really also important to get at least 1 to 2 dedicated days off, regardless of the sport, completely rest. Because as we'll talk about later, rest is really important for the day-to-day of what we're doing then.
Dr. Mofdaly, as far as when somebody should seek professional help, when should they go out and, you know, see somebody like yourself? I know there may be certain red flags that could prompt someone's attention as far as a youth sports injury is concerned, or the risk for one.
I truly think there's a spectrum. I mean, some parents are really just trying to go in there for some reassurance without any complaint and making sure everything they're doing is prepping them in the right direction to avoid an injury. So even without any complaints, just making sure touching base with a physician that's familiar with this is a good start. If your child is complaining of persistent pain, swelling, despite icing, resting for a couple days and still has some discomfort, sometimes kids say, hey, this just doesn't feel right. It feels like things are shifting or moving. You know, joint instability is a really big problem. I think there's some cardiovascular component too, some dizziness, lightheadedness, chest pressure type stuff that can present, abnormal headaches, inability to walk, you know, put weight through certain extremities, numbness, tingling, wounds, something doesn't look right. All of that is reasonable to come in to see a sports medicine doctor to get the reassurance. Or sometimes there is some big problem and needs to be escalated in further imaging and seeing further specialists down the road.
And Dr. Mofdaly, obviously you look at, you know, hockey in general. Obviously hockey is a physical sport, even at a young age. Equipment is so big in hockey. How big is important is equipment for these youth sports? Make sure you're using the right stuff to protect your children the best way you can. Because obviously kids, even at the youth level, especially in hockey, they're throwing the body out there a little bit at times.
I think it's not just these accessories that we do. It's crucial to being able to protect ourselves in order to continue playing long term. I think most people try to pick up certain sports that have equipment and may be ill-fitted, may be old, may be loose, and essentially not doing the function that it needs to. Helmets, again, paramount, making sure you prevent injury or concussion. Skates being too tight, ill properly fitted. It's really important to check with professionals who know how well and how to apply these to making sure that you're not putting your children at further risk.
Dr. Mofdaly, something I remember hearing about it when I was a kid, and fortunately I never had an injury to one myself, but growth plate injuries. You hear a lot about them. Give us a little bit of the background. What exactly does that mean? What are we looking for, and why is it a unique thing for youth athletes specifically?
Understood. So growth plates are areas at the ends of bones that allow for continued growth. They are not as strong as adult bone, and there's risk that those type of areas can get injured that can then lead to stunting of growth down the road and have long-term consequences if there's compromise to the growth plate. There's certain classifications you hear, especially if like fractures, there's called a Salter-Harris classification that could determine in relation to the growth plate of how severe it can be. And you know, these are stronger, the tendons surrounding structures are stronger than the bone. So when you have an extra force, you can compromise that growth plate, and really have profound effect down the road.
And Dr. Mofdaly, obviously we're not trying to scare anyone here. We love youth sports here, but we're going over the safety tips. It is National Sports Safety Month here. So I want to ask too, what are the benefits of just getting involved in sports and to get being athletic in your childhood. Obviously, I'm sure you can build some good habits to last forever, but obviously there's nothing better than getting kids out there. And we love it here at the Panthers. Our youth hockey numbers are through the roof. So the more kids, the better, I know for us.
I think the perks of youth sports really come down to a multimodal approach. It helps our kids be active in getting their heart racing and sweating. I think it helps their mind in helping be able to take ownership, take responsibility, and come to the plate. I think it helps their social skills because it allows kids to interact with people that they may not necessarily be interacting with school. I think it builds good foundation for adulthood down the road.
And speaking of foundation, we do want to get a little personal here. You do have a foundation of Panthers fandom. You're a new pickup here. This is your debut here on Territory Talk. Like you said, you told us before we got on, you know, Dr. Friedman is a friend of the program. So we're happy to welcome you into the fold here. But just for the listeners out there that obviously just got a lot of good information from you, just tell us your history with the Panthers here a little bit.
Well, it starts back in the Miami arena where my dad and I had season tickets right behind the goalie, third row. And all I remember, what I really remember, is trying to catch the tickets from the blimp coming down. These are vivid memories that I have, and been since the mid 90s, I've been following the Panthers. And it's really, really exciting to see how much growth the entirety of the institution of the program is growing. I think a lot of the players, there's so much excitement in the community. I very much enjoy watching hockey. I think, you know, it is fast paced. It's aggressive. I enjoy the physicality of it. I enjoy the importance that it is to be there for your team and not for yourself, and making sure that you can come and do the job requested of you. I really enjoy everything that the Panthers community has brought to South Florida. I think you really see this uptake. You know, you're really seeing a lot of kids get out there that have never even played hockey before, which of course brings some risk, and making sure that everything that we talked about takes in consideration to prevent having to see me in the office.
And last thing on that note, Dr. Maftali, some of what you just mentioned, going back to the Miami Arena days, it could be somebody playing now, it could be somebody playing back then. Favorite Panther all time, who is it?
I love how we ask all the medical questions, yet this is always the hard one.
Bill Lindsay.
Hardest question.
Bill Lindsay, love it.
I remember having this picture of him sliding and having that goal off his feet. It was amazing. I think it was something I harped on throughout my childhood. So, yeah.
Thanks to Dr. Alex Maftali from Baptist Health South Florida for stopping by the Territory Talk podcast to talk National Youth Sports Safety Month. Big thanks to AJ Jackiebeck from TSN 1200 in Ottawa for joining us last segment to help us tee up the Panthers and the Senators. And that's coming your way this afternoon. 2 o'clock faceoff, 1:30 Panthers preview, 560 WQAM in Miami-Dade and Broward Counties, Real Radio 92.1 and 1230 The Gambler in the Palm Beaches, Real Radio 101.7 on the Treasure Coast, and 100.3 Thunder Country in the Florida Keys. Lots of different places you can tune in. Also, the Panthers app. You can find us there each and every game. It's the Panthers and the Senators coming your way this afternoon. Front end of a back-to-back for the Panthers will be in Detroit to finish out their road trip tomorrow. That's going to be a 5:30 face-off. Again, big thanks to all of you for tuning in. I'm Doug Plagans. This has been the Panthers Insider Show right here on the Florida Panthers Radio Network, presented by Baptist Health.
I'm Tobin Heath.
And I'm Kristen Press.
We're World Cup champions, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Week in and week out, we sit down with sports legends, cultural icons, and global changemakers to talk everything from clutch games to causes that matter. This is about creating the future of women's sports, a future that's honest, inclusive, and real.
Join us for our reimagined journey. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.